Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Hafez's Payam-e Naseem, Part 5. Hello and welcome to Part 5 of our discussion on Hafez's Payam-e Naseem. Let's start off today by listening to my Aunt Farnaz recite the entire poem.
ز کوی یار می آید نسیم باد نوروزی از این باد ار مدد خواهی چراغ دل برافروزی چو گل گر خردی داری خدا را صرف عشرت کن که قارون را غلط ها داد سودای زراندوزی به صحرا رو کن که از دامن غبار غم بیفشانی به گلزار آی که از بلبل غزل گفتن بیاموزی جدا شد یار شیرینت کنون تنها نشین ای شمع که حکم آسمان این است اگر سازی و گر سوزی می دارم چو جان صافی و صوفی می کند عیبش خدایا هیچ عاقل را مبادا بخت بد روزی.
All right. And at this point, we only have the last two sections to analyze. So let's listen to the part that we will be learning today.
جدا شد یار شیرینت کنون تنها نشین ای شمع که حکم آسمان این است اگر سازی و گر سوزی.
Great. And now the first full line. جدا شد یار شیرینت کنون تنها نشین. Aisham. So first of all, in this line, Hafez refers to the reader as Sham. Sham means a candle. Sham. And that's a kind of difficult word to say. As you can see, I'm pronouncing it with a kind of long a sound. So Sham. And it starts off by saying Joda should. Joda means separated and should means became. So Joda should means became separated. Joda should. And again, in this line, we have the word yar. Yar. You should remember that from the very first line of the poem, which says, Zekuye yar miayad nasime bad noruzi. And yar, as you hopefully remember, means a friend or lover. Yar. Shirin means sweet. Shirin. So yar shirinat means your sweet lover. And it's addressing the informal you. Yar shirinat. So the structure here shows the grammar in the Persian language pretty nicely. We have that izafe sound in there, the e that ties yar and shirin together. So what kind of a lover? A sweet lover. Yar shirin. And the way we show it belongs to you informal is that sound at the end. Yare shirinat. So if we wanted to say my sweet lover, for example, I would change this to yare shirinam. We can see this with a simple example like the word book, kitab. If you want to say your book, you say kitabat. And my book would be kitabam. So you can see the ending am to at. So again, yare shirinam. And yare shirinat. So, your sweet lover is separated from you. Joda shud yare shirinat. So, your sweet lover left, basically. Joda shud yare shirinat. And then, konun tanhaneshin e sham. So, we've covered sham before. It means candle. Sham. Konun means now. Konun. Then tanha nishin. Tanha means alone. Tanha. And nishin means sit. And again, it's in you formal. Tanha nishin. So together it's konun tanha nishin. So now you sit alone. Konun tanha nishin. And at the end, e sham. So, O candle, basically. A is just an expressive term. A sham. So, altogether, جدا شد یار شیرینت. کنون تنها نشین ای شمع. Let's repeat it together. جدا شد یار شیرینت. کنون تنها نشین ای شمع. Wonderful. And now the next sentence.
که حکم آسمان این است اگر سازی اگر سوزی.
So first the word حکم is a strong word. It means the ruling or the sentence, like in the court of law. حکم. And آسمان means sky. آسمان. So حکم آسمان is a grand statement. It's the ruling of the sky. It's kind of like it's the destiny. حکم آسمان. So when I think of this and I imagine it, I see kind of the ruling of the gods, how the gods have willed it. حکم آسمان. Ke we've covered before. It means that.
Ke. Ke حکم آسمان,
that the ruling of the sky,
این است.
این means this.
این.
And است is simply is. Asked. So in asked is this.
In asked. Ke hukme asman in asked. Then agar sazi ogar suzi.
Agar means if, but in this context it means whether.
Agar.
Sazi means you build.
Sazi.
And suzi means you burn.
Suzi.
Agar sazi ogar suzi. So you might also guess that the second gar also means the same thing as agar. It's just shortened here.
Gar.
And finally, o means and.
O.
So the whole thing, agar sazi ogar suzi, means whether you build or whether you burn.
Agar sazi ogar suzi.
And now the full line.
که حکم آسمان این است اگر سازی اگر سوزی.
Meaning basically the ruling of the sky is this, whether you build or whether you burn. So your sweet lover has left you, now you sit alone, O candle. For the ruling of the sky is this, whether you build or whether you burn. So let's repeat that second part together bit by bit.
که حکم آسمان این است اگر سازی اگر سوزی.
So basically this line is saying, this is the fate. This was the way it was always going to turn out, whether you lived in this way or that way. The sentence was always this. Let's hear my aunt recite these two lines again.
جدا شد یار شیرینت کنون تنها نشین ای شمع که حکم آسمان این است اگر سازی و گر سوزی.
All right, so I think these were a couple of pretty heavy lines, and I think we have a lot to talk about with just these two lines. I'm looking forward to hearing your interpretations of the lines, what stood out to you, and I'm sure we'll be having a really robust conversation about it on our community page, which you can access as a member of Chayang Conversation. The link will be in the show notes for this lesson. And see you next week for the very thrilling conclusion of Payam and Nasim.